that why we're running this company? Take, in my view, almost anything, frankly, that we can force on to, almost anything. I just come down to that. You know what I mean? Because I have a feeling we would not be doing like I feel about the Israeli. I feel that in the long run, we're probably not doing that. And it, a disfavor due to the fact that I feel that the North Vietnamese are so badly hurt that the South Vietnamese probably going to do fairly well. But also due to the fact that as I look at the tide of history out there, South Vietnam probably had never been surviving. We've got to be, if we can get certain guarantees so that they aren't, you know, looking at the foreign policy process, though, and you've got to be, we also have to realize, Henry, that winning an election is terribly important. It's terribly important this year. But can we have a viable foreign policy if a year from now, 2 years from now, North Vietnam gobbles up South Vietnam? That's the real question.
If a year or 2 years from now, North Vietnam gobbles up South Vietnam, we can have a viable foreign policy if it looks as if it's a result of South Vietnamese encounter. If we now sell out in such a way and say that in a 3 to 4 month period, we have pushed Brent Pew over the brink, we ourselves, I think that is going to be, even the Chinese won't like that. I mean, they'll pay verbally, they'll like it.
But it'll worry them.
But it will worry everybody. And domestically, in the long run, it won't help us all that much because our opponents will say we should have done it 3 years ago. So we've got to find some formula that holds the thing together a year or two. After which, after a year, Mr. President, Vietnam will be a backwater. If we settle it, say, this October, by January 74, no one will give a damn.